Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Leading the headlines this week, Blender has officially released its 4.5 RC1, marking a pivotal step forward for the open source 3D creation platform. The update offers major enhancements in Vulkan support, which is now production ready, though OpenGL remains the default for now. Notably, Linux users benefit from substantial improvements in liquid simulation and texture loading, seeding the ground for future 5.0 developments. As usual, these updates guarantee Blender's place at the forefront of 3D graphics innovation. In environmental science, alarming new research published in Nature shines a spotlight on the pervasive threat of nanoplastics in the North Atlantic Ocean. Scientists estimate about 27 million tons of these minute plastics are now present, posing critical risks to marine ecosystems. With nanoplastics easily infiltrating food webs, the pressure mounts for bold policies and innovative solutions to tackle plastic pollution at its root. Shifting to security, Jack Dorsey's BitChat app is generating waves, but not all are positive. The open-source secure messaging app is under scrutiny, as experts highlight gaps arising from a lack of independent vulnerability assessments. Concerns center on weaknesses in user identification and verification processes. Security practitioners urge the team to ensure thorough validation before seeking widespread adoption. Major productivity suite LibreOffice continues its performance drive, with version 25.8 RC1 rolling out noteworthy improvements. The update is especially significant thanks to faster file performance in Microsoft Word and Excel formats, and the dropping of support for older versions of Windows. Numerous bug fixes and optimizations mean users should notice a smoother and more robust experience. In the world of virtualization, Canonical's Multipass 1.16 marks a big step as it becomes fully open source. The update introduces streamlined virtual machine management, deprecates obsolete drivers, and brings GUI enhancements. This move fosters greater transparency and encourages broader community involvement. Speaking of enterprise infrastructure, NetApp has introduced welcome upgrades to its Instacluster maintenance event system this week. The system now allows flexible notification settings, including integration with Slack, giving users granular control over how and when they receive essential cluster maintenance updates. This aims to streamline communication for teams operating at cloud scale. Docker has made a notable move for agent developers, integrating Compose as a core part of the development process for automated AI agents. This streamlines deployment and reduces complexity, empowering developers to build, test, and scale cloud-based agents more efficiently than ever. Open source insights from FOSS Weekly highlight advances including deeper customization in XFCE and a steady uptick in open source adoptions, particularly across Europe. The momentum signals a shift towards collaboration-driven solutions and an expanding role for open software in government and enterprise. On the consumer side, Amazon Prime Day sales dropped by 41% this year compared to last. Analysts note a marked increase in shopper hesitancy, with more users abandoning their digital carts. In response, Amazon plans to extend the duration of future sales events to encourage more purchasing activity. Meanwhile, Warner Bros. Discovery is re-embracing the HBO Max brand after a brief stint as simply Max, hoping the move will revive subscriber trust and capitalize on recent Emmy nods. In a crowded and competitive streaming space, this rebrand reflects the enduring power of legacy names and familiarity. On the privacy and security front, a new report reveals over 240 browser extensions, totaling nearly a million installations, are secretly converting users' browsers into web scraping bots. These extensions compromise personal information, highlighting significant privacy risks and sparking renewed calls for stricter extension regulation. Turning to DIY robotics, AI platform Hugging Face has launched Ricci Mini, an open-source desktop robot kit priced at $299. Aiming to democratize robotics for educators and developers. The kit features 6 degrees of freedom, encouraging experimentation, hands-on learning, and innovation in small-scale robotics. The open-source spirit is also alive in the Wayback Project, which has moved its hosting to freedesktop.org this week. The project's goal is to create an X11 compatibility layer on Alpine Linux by 2026, promising tighter integration and wider community input. On the hardware front, GlobalFoundries is acquiring MIPS, a major provider of processor intellectual property. This acquisition aims to boost GlobalFoundries' semiconductor strategy and deliver more advanced computing solutions for a fast-moving market. Security News Now, a Microsoft report has detailed the scheduler attack, also known as TSA, which impacts several AMD processors. While the attack hinges on four disclosed vulnerabilities mostly rated as medium to low risk, the overall complexity earns it a critical status from cybersecurity experts. Organizations running affected AMD hardware should closely monitor advisories and apply all relevant patches. In recognition of digital innovation and rights, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has announced its annual awards for 2025, honoring leaders in privacy, digital rights, and emerging tech. The ceremony is set for the 10th of September, shining a light on progress in digital freedoms amid continual technological evolution. In business, Microsoft reports that adopting AI tools has saved it over $500 million in call center operations, despite significant job cuts affecting thousands of employees. The company continues to double down on AI as a key driver of efficiency and future growth. Graphics stack Mesa is moving rapidly, with version 25.2 deprecating legacy DRI2 code, a major cleanup of historic X11 client support routines. The update, led by Daniel Stone at Calabra, promises improved performance, code maintainability, and a more streamlined experience for users and developers alike. In the competitive web browser space, OpenAI has thrown its hat in the ring, preparing to launch an AI-powered browser to compete head-to-head with Google Chrome. With privacy, customization, and intelligent recommendations in focus, OpenAI's browser could redefine how users interact with the web. For audiophiles, Amarok has reached version 3.3, its first release based on KDE Framework 6 and Qt 6. The upgrade brings a refreshed audio engine with GStreamer integration, solidifying Amarok's offering of a rich and flexible listening experience. In the Linux server realm, the Alma Linux project has enhanced its Elevate utility, facilitating smoother upgrades between Red Hat Enterprise Linux derivatives. New upgrade paths allow administrators to move more easily between major release versions while maintaining system integrity. As we wrap up, these 21 stories offer a cross-section of rapid change in technology, society, and the environment. From quantum leaps in software and hardware, to emerging threats and evolving consumer behaviors, it's clear that adaptability and collaboration will be crucial moving forward. Thanks for listening.